Okay. Hey guys.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to episode 2 of Late Night Dorm Chats.
Yep. You thought we weren't coming back, but here we are.
We're back. And we hope you're ready to listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are going to start off this episode with a little recap of the week. We are going to do our highlight and lowlight. I think Abby should start us off.
I'm going to start us off. Okay, guys, get ready. This week has been just like a mix of emotions, I feel like. Tomorrow is Friday, and I'm going to Elton John. I am so excited. I haven't been to a concert since before COVID, so like, I'm very excited, and like, getting off campus is going to be good, and I don't know. Going to Elton John?
Like a once in a lifetime concert.
I think it's his last one.
Maybe Dua Lipa will come on and they'll sing this.
I hope.
That's my prediction for tomorrow.
We'll see what happens. I'll let you guys know. I'm gonna party it up with all the oldies. All the people are gonna be there. And then
that's so fun.
And then what else? And then this week has been good. I mean, there was a moment there where I was feeling very, like, confused and extremely overwhelmed. I, like, teared up a little bit at the end of econ. Well, that was just due to being overwhelmed and not really knowing what I was doing, but I don't know. I feel like in arts, there's a lot of, like, paths you can go down, and this week I just felt like everyone knew what they were doing and, like, had, like, a set goal in mind, and I just feel like, and, like, I talked to my aunt about this, and my mom, and my dad, and Kate, and everyone, and I'm fine now, but, like, it's easy to feel very, like, overwhelmed. Not overwhelmed, but just a little bit, like, I felt more, like, floating, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, like, I just feel like everyone was talking about their majors and, like, everything they wanted to do, and I'm like, I don't know what to do, and I'm like, that's okay, though. It's completely okay, and I feel like I'd be a little bit concerned if I knew exactly what I wanted to do right now, because I'm only 17. So, best gotta remind myself to keep it in perspective, and to not be hard on myself about grades, and just to learn how to, still learning how to get used to everything. But overall, I think it was a good week. How about you guys? What's the update?
Raya? Well, this week I had my birthday, so
happy birthday, Raya.
That was probably the highlight. My mom came here and took me out for dinner, and then came back here. We had cake in our floor lounge and tea, and that was really nice. So, yeah, but it was definitely also like a bit of a mixed week. I feel like there was ups and downs. And today I had a little bit of a story about my low light. We had a math practice exam that we had to do this week, and we had to print it ourselves. So Kate and I, we printed it on double-sided paper because it was 24 pages long. So we're like, let's take paper. Then we find out, we write it, and then we find out, oh, sorry, you have to hand it in on like single-sided paper. So today I had to figure out how to use the printers here. Took me like half an hour just to set up an account, pay.
How much did they charge you for printing?
$3.67.
That is like kind of expensive.
I was printing 48 pages, so it's for both of us. And I accidentally printed it to the wrong printer, so then I had to do it again. And then we recopied all our stuff down onto the new paper, went to class. And he's like, oh, never mind. It's okay if it's on double-sided paper. And I was like, I just spent my entire day stressing.
My entire day.
Okay, 2 hours, at least 2 hours of my day, stressing about recopying, printing all this stuff, just for him to say that it was totally fine to hand it in. So I guess the lesson is not to stress out too much about a little thing. And that everything will just work out and be fine. So sometimes you just gotta chill out a little bit. That's the message.
Yeah.
And yeah. How was your week?
I would say my overall, I had a good week. I feel like there have been ups and downs throughout the week as well, but that's totally normal. I feel like my highlight this week was getting in a book that I've been waiting for quite a while, which has been very exciting. But then at the same time, I'm so busy that I don't actually really have time to read my book yet. So I've been squeezing in like 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and trying, but struggling to put it back down when I have to finish. And then I would say that my low light would possibly be feeling a bit stuck. I don't really know. Maybe like stuck and overwhelmed. I feel like I talked with my parents a lot about this, and just managing the workload is quite like a task in itself, which is a bit like of a mountain to climb. But slowly but surely, we're all figuring it out, as difficult as it may be.
You know.
But yeah. Good week, all in all.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we introduce what we're gonna talk about today?
Okay, take it away.
Okay, so we thought for this episode, keeping it light, keeping it positive.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about how to romanticize school and how to make school enjoyable for yourself, because it can feel very stressful sometimes and very, I don't know, overwhelming, a little bit daunting, and it's easy to get very flustered.
Yeah.
I feel like.
And kind of like stuck in like a rat pessimistic, negative mindset sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have accumulated tips for ourselves, because I feel like we need to take our own advice on this. And for those of you who are in university, to help romanticize your experience.
Yeah.
So. Why don't you share our first tip?
Okay. Our first tip, which I think is kind of the most most encompassing.
The easiest to emulate, I feel like.
Yeah, is pretending that you're in, like, a movie or TV show and, you know, trying to be those characters. So,
yeah.
You know, there's different ones for different things, but I think the main one that comes to mind is Gilmore Girls.
Obviously.
Because of study, you know, if you watch it, though, we're talking about, like, season one, season two, Rory.
Oh, really? Sometimes I think of, like, season five, season six.
No spoilers.
Okay, for the
university aspect.
But for the studying and, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you watch it, you know what I mean when I say personally, I usually aim more for the season one, season two vibe.
Yeah, it's good vibes.
Yeah.
Very much Lorelai and Rory hanging out at Luke's diner, yes. Doing exactly. Homework, living her little life, wearing her sweaters.
Yes, and like Chilton, reading on the bus.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like another show that comes to mind is Felicity. Shout out Robin. Oh, yeah. I just started watching that, actually. It's like, it's about this girl. She moves to New York for... Why does this happen every time we edit? Oh, do you want to know what that notification was? It was record episode 2. So, reminder is correct. Anyway. So, Felicity, it's about this girl. She, like, moves to New York for university. It's very much fall vibes. And she has really good hair and really good fall outfits. And I love it. And it's amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds cute.
Yeah, but that tip is just mostly, like, or, you know, like, when you're studying and... I don't know, just everything, just feel more aesthetic for yourself.
I feel like one of my, like, little tips that I've found to be the most beneficial is probably listening to music, because I feel like music can so easily change your mood and like your mindset. So if you're feeling a little bit down and you're on your way to a class that you don't really feel like going to, I feel like always listening to some happy music can almost instantly change the way you feel, like put you in a better headspace. So I feel like for me, I would say music is a very big one.
Yeah. I feel like listening to seasonal music too. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Thriller the other day, and like it's so pretty here. Like the leaves are falling on the ground, and they're filming a movie, and it was just super fall vibes this week. I feel like so like I was like listening to the Thriller, listening to like the Ghostbusters song. Like I felt a little stupid, but it made me feel so much better because it was like I wasn't as down in the dumps about going back to study. I was like, it's fall. Let's light a candle. Yeah. Let's embrace being a basic fall girl right now. Get a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That stuff makes it fun. And also, while you're studying, if you're someone who likes to listen to music, that can also, like, set the mood for your study session and, like, help to make it feel a little more fun. Yeah. I like lo-fi music or, like,
Coffee house
jazz. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like that.
I remember Mr. Byrne used to play that in his classroom in our economic class last year. Mm-hmm. It was really funny. Yeah.
What else?
I don't know. I feel like it'll be fun, like when it's like the holidays and like winter will be coming, you can listen to Christmas music.
I have a special study. If you look up like Charlie Brown, like, instrumental music.
That's so cute.
I really like it because I don't like music with words when I'm studying. So that one's like Christmas.
Oh my god, that's so vibey.
But good.
I love it. I think a next one we could talk about is making Pinterest boards. I think we are all avid Pinterest lovers. Mm-hmm. I feel like Kate makes very niche Pinterest boards, and I'm obsessed.
If you're looking for nice table settings, I may have a dedicated Pinterest board to cute table settings.
Possibly. Yes. I actually have a Pinterest board just full of quotes from Gilmore Girls. I'm not anything crazy, but I have Gilmore Girls quotes Pinterest board.
I have a Gilmore Girls board, too.
Oh, my goodness. I'm pulling up my Pinterest description. Board. Raya is pulling up her Pinterest boards on her phone right now.
And I have a school one.
Oh, I totally.
And then before I came here, I made with my friend Ella. Ella, if you're listening, we made a shared one called UBC Raya.
And oh my gosh. Like, that's so cute. I know. I made a dorm Pinterest board. So, like, when I was going to decorate my dorm. And
I feel like as soon as you just like open your Pinterest feed and start scrolling, like, you just feel so like.
Yeah. This is called Schooler Hell. I made this in like the beginning of grade 12 when high school was like getting hard, and I made like, it's actually very useful. Like on Pinterest, if you go and you search like school hacks, like it says like there's like posts that have like school tips. It's awesome.
I love those ones.
And it's like peppermint stimulates the brain and helps with concentration. Studying hard for 30 to 50 minutes at a time with 10 minute breaks in between is the most efficient way to study. And it's like, if you go to my Pinterest, which it's called Abigail Feldman, and you go to my Schooler Hell Pinterest board, you can see all these like cute little study tips and like how to take notes. I don't know. It kind of like inspires you to like romanticize school and make it like a fun activity for yourself.
Yeah, I know exactly which kind of posts you're talking about. Like these, like the long, like,
yeah,
people they're like type long stuff out. Oh, like here's one called like study mood. So they have like cozy evening, cinnamon afternoon, and they describe everything to like set it up.
Yeah, there's some good tips and tricks on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is completely unrelated, but I feel like this is at the same time very relatable. It says the best feeling ever is when a book is so good you forget you're actually reading.
That's one of my ultimate goals when I read a book.
Yeah,
I feel like
to get lost
currently in that stage right now. Side note, books that I'm reading right now.
Book recommendations.
I know, but it's so good. I need to talk about it. Okay, well, I'll just say I'm in the middle of Nightfall, which is the fourth book in the Devil's Night series. Halloween, spooky season, amazing. That's all I'm going to say. We'll do a book rec video later.
Yeah.
It will be coming to you.
Coming soon to a podcast near you.
Okay. What else? Oh, I think this is a very good one. Actually, the next two, I think, are very good. Mm-hmm. First one, I would say, put looking forward to on your calendar. So wherever you put your, like, events where you have your school things that maybe aren't as exciting, like upcoming papers and essays and quizzes and whatever, put things that you're looking forward to. So every time you look at something that possibly makes you a little bit nervous, you also have something that makes you excited. And I feel like that's quite important because it kind of helps you stay balanced and keep everything in perspective.
I just started doing this. Like, I think last week I just wrote down everything I wanted and like what I wanted to do and like all the fun things I have planned, because it's so easy to like kind of block your mind off to that and just focus on school and just focus on like the paper of a midterm or whatever you have to do for classes. So like just like having that like visually, like seeing that, oh, your Halloween's next week. Oh my God, that's going to be so fun. There's going to be a party and you're going to see your friends and you're going to dress up and you're going to go out. And it's like giving yourself something to look forward to. It's like when you're amping up to go on a vacation and it's like all you can think about, but like you still have stuff to do, but it kind of makes it seem less terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that school's terrible, but like, you know what I mean? But
yeah, it's like looking for the little things to be like grateful for and excited for. And
it's also a reminder that you have a fun life and that school is fun. There's so many fun things that go on.
What else? This one.
Finding little ways to escape your reality.
Yeah.
I feel like this kind of falls into like self-care a little bit, which we could go on about probably for a whole other episode.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, fine. I don't know.
I feel like for me, this is going back to something we already said, but music is definitely something I use to escape, or like shows. I feel like a good forms of escapism as well.
And books. We already books talked about getting completely lost in a book. And that's totally
reading is like one of the best things I've found here. I feel like I don't even watch TV here because I just prefer reading right now. But currently it's been listening to podcasts, walking to class and listening to a podcast, or like if you're eating in the dining hall alone and it's like kind of like you're like, oh, I have to eat alone today. Like that happened to me today. And I was like, oh, I have to eat alone all by myself. So I just listened to a podcast and it like made me feel like I was sitting with people, which was really nice. So listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
Next time you guys are feeling alone, it'll be like you're not alone, because we'll be sitting with you and talking with you. Shameless self-plug.
Let's see. I also feel like Rhea said, self-care. It's like having a nice, warm shower, washing your hair, doing a face mask if you want to paint your nails, or like any kind of things that just take your mind away from
We talked about meditation too last time a little bit. How we like to do that in the morning.
And you guys did yoga kind of this week.
Oh yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
That was so another highlight. Nice. Yeah, definitely.
Another highlight.
We went to a little evening yoga class, and it was really nice. Yeah, that's a good way to take your mind off things.
Yeah,
like finding your routine here, it helps so much. Like it makes it
like,
again, I think we talked about this in the last episode, but like, it feels like you're kind of constantly at school, like you never leave. So like making sure you're like separating and like setting your boundaries with school is really important. Like, you know, like going to the rink for me, at least like I have that like set like twice a week now. And it's like doing those little daily habits that you normally do like back at home, I feel like is also important to make yourself like remember that school is supposed to be fun. Well, not fun, but like it's supposed to be an enjoyable time, and like making just like letting yourself let school be school and your life be your life, and kind of keeping a balance, a like work life balance.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't seem as daunting that way, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, like kind of on that topic is like remembering that like school is supposed to we're learning stuff that's like what we want to learn right now. And I feel like this week especially, like for me at least, I was like experiencing like actually enjoying what I was learning about, which I feel like is pretty hard to do in high school. So it's like now I'm like, I was like doing a presentation this week, and I was pretty passionate, well, not passionate, but I enjoyed learning about the topic. So it didn't actually seem as much work as it was, like, as it was. It was because it was a lot of work. It was also worth a lot of my grade, but I enjoyed what I was learning. So it made it seem a little bit easier to complete.
I feel like sometimes that's really hard. Well, I'm personally experiencing that the opposite.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like my chemistry and my math classes, I really do not care about them. But something to kind of change your mindset that I'm going to try to do is focusing on like what your end goal is. So I have to take these classes because I want to go into like dietetics and learn about nutrition. So that for me is my goal. Like I'm going to get through these classes and I'm going to think about how they're going to contribute to my knowledge of like future, of the future that I'm more interested in. Mm-hmm. So I feel like whether you're feeling like, yeah, I'm really enjoying what I'm learning about, or if you're like, no, this is so boring, then you can kind of think about it as like your end goal, or like, why are you doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you don't know your end goal, that is also okay. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. I feel like
I don't know my end goal.
That is my current position. I don't really necessarily know why I'm doing all of the classes that I'm doing, mm-hmm. except mm-hmm. that when I was deciding, they sounded interesting. So yeah,
that's nice.
That's perfect. That's exactly why we how you should.
Just move the blankets or if you can hear.
Yeah, we're like all like sitting on a bed. Right. That sounds really weird.
No.
We're just like sitting on the bed. So if you hear like movement, it's like just sorry. Disregard that. Yeah. I have to drink water anyway, so I'm gonna make a little noise right now.
Yeah, noise break.
Should we do ASMR?
Yeah. No, I hate those.
I hope you all heard that. I hope that was good.
I'm gonna edit that out.
No, keep it in. Let the viewers, they know they want it. I feel like we covered most of the things we wanted to talk about.
Yeah. I think definitely.
Oh, one is like talking about the environment that you have.
Oh, yes.
Should we touch away?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
In touch away.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like, we kind of already talked about it. Like, you were talking about, like, when you're on a walk and like you see all yeah. the fall leaves, but it's also like where you study is also
it's important.
Greatly affects
mm-hmm.
lighting.
Is it
lighting? Oh my god, mood lighting. I hate the lights yes. in the dorms. It's so annoying. But like, I have usually only have a lamp and my salt lamp on.
Yeah,
invest in a salt lamp. I never knew how much I was gonna love it. Mm-hmm. And at night when I only have my salt lamp on, the whole room is kind of like a pinky red, mm-hmm. so it's really calming. I yeah. love it. 10 out of 10
and fairy
recommend.
Lights.
Fairy lights.
Oh, fairy lights.
Another
fairy
recommendation.
Lights for me. I love them. Yeah.
I think we should set up an Amazon storefront.
Oh.
Maybe we'll do that and put all our like favorite like products in that. Coming yes. soon. We'll think of that later. But yeah. Mood lighting. Who would have mm-hmm. thought that would be?
Yeah. And I feel like when we talked about like I think like candles mm-hmm. we mentioned, like candles or like diffusers are really important.
Yeah.
That's part yeah. of your space too.
Smell is. You want good smelling rooms. Candles? diffusers though. We all have diffusers in
yeah,
our
room. I have fake candles.
That's good. Maybe I'll have some of those.
Yeah. Candles yeah. are yeah.
My mom used to have her diffuser on, like, all the time in her room. And then, like, my dogs would, like, sleep in their bed. And then my dogs would come out in the morning and they'd smell like lavender.
Oh, my gosh.
And the dogs would smell like their diffuser. It's so funny. I don't know why that popped in my mind. But I think that's she so definitely funny. Knows what I'm talking about. Because I would, like, complain to her that, like, the dogs smell like diffuser. But it's rather yeah. better than smelling like dogs. So.
I feel like we always have our diffusers on.
Yeah. I love dog smell. As long as he hasn't recently been in the pond, he smells good.
I like dog paw. This is getting off topic, but like the smell of like your dog's paws.
What? I've never sniffed.
Oh my god. They smell like popcorn. you know what I'm talking about? It's like
I just feel like dogs don't roll around in mud.
Well,
his paws definitely yeah. do
no,
not
like,
smell
when
like popcorn.
When your dogs like wake up in the morning and like you like snuggle with them, like you get whiff their paws. They smell good. Okay, I'm not crazy. Like if you Google, I saw TikTok on it. Okay,
aren't
and I
sure?
actually Emily Miller from Too Hot to Handle. That show is quite something. She made TikTok about how her dog's paws smell good, and I was like, I'm not the only one who feels this way.
Interesting.
I'm looking
you
it
might
up.
Be the only two that think that way, but
no, I swear. I think Robin knows what I'm talking. I feel like she and I have talked about this. Let me know. Text me, Robin, if you.
Oh,
my
I
mom
just
knows that
up.
I talk. I smell their paws.
Oh, you might not want to know why.
No.
Is it?
Wait, can I see it before we read it?
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Just let me have it.
It's not that gross.
It is.
Well, should I say?
No, it's fine.
Just look it up. If you want to know why.
If you want to know why, just Google it.
Why dogs. Okay. This isn't really related. We're off topic, but
that's fine.
This weekend, I'm going on a trip with my program for one night to a research forest.
I think this is so cool. And I wish we got to do something.
Yeah, like my program is like a small. It allows me to have like smaller classes. So there's about maybe 40 of us, and it's forestry as well as land and food systems kids. So. Students, I guess. So we're going to a research forest and just spending time outside. We have a bunch of activities planned just for one night. So, I mean, yeah, I'm not going home for the weekend, but I'm not staying in my room, I guess.
Well, but that's
so still
fun.
Counts.
That counts. You're going to school. Exactly. I'm a fan. So resuming our topic of romanticizing school.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about fall clothing because fall clothes is my favorite type of clothes ever.
Yeah. I don't know about everyone else, but I'm not a full clothing person. I do not like layers.
How dare you?
I'm trying to do the Kate voice.
Yeah.
She does the monster voice, is what I call it.
And you will not know what that sounds like. But oh, it'll I come like out on here, summer clothes and summer weather, anything warm. I do not like layers.
Oh,
sorry. Okay. I'm like the opposite. I get really sick of summer, like to a certain point.
I like summer, but like as far as like summer fashion goes, well, I don't wear. I was going to say I don't wear clothes in the summer. Well, I'm always in my bathing suit. So like,
Yeah, because you work for swim club.
Yeah, or I'm wearing the swim club uniform stuff. So like I don't really do the summer fashion, but the fall fashion, like sweaters,
like cozy. So, Kate,
it was me.
Kate, you're fired. Chrissy, I think I've always just been a rainy type of person. I love the rain. My dad thinks I'm weird for it. I used to like get like so excited when it would rain and I'd like pray for rain. I just love the rain. I think it's because I'm obsessed with Twilight. I feel like I'm too old to be obsessed with Twilight, eh? But, like, it's just so vibey. And another way I romanticize Vancouver weather is by thinking I'm in Twilight and thinking a hot vampire will be my boyfriend. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. We can all dream.
You never know.
Well, I think I do know. I don't think vampires exist, so I don't think it's going to happen. But fall clothes, like, dressing like Bella Swan, I did that last year for fall because I was... insane.
What does Bella Swan dress like?
She's like early 2000s, like sweatshirt and jeans. That's all, and like, but you know, like the three, like a quarter, like button down long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
She wore those in like low rise jeans, and I was like, that is the cutest outfit known to man. I think I've ever. Then I wore that like daily.
Yeah.
But like, now I'm like
wearing Uggs.
Uggs. If you don't have Uggs, we suggest Uggs.
Yeah, Mom, stop telling people they look like potatoes.
Oh, my God. They kind of... Oh, my God, that's kind of accurate. Hey, Uggs were born. Uggs were created for surfers in Australia to keep their feet warm after they Yeah, that's why it's called Ugg Australia.
Oh, yeah.
I remember because my mom told me watching that while we were watching Survivor, and it was, like, in Australia, and she's like, did you know this? I'm like, no, and it just stuck.
Oh,
so
that's
thanks,
interesting.
Mom, for that information.
Cool. Yeah, see, they are potatoes with purpose. Okay.
Exactly. I throw them on with everything. Jeans, pants, sweats, no pants. Well, with shorts. But, like, I wore them with a little mini black Ugg with, like, a cute sweat short outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Adorable. Wow.
Yeah. And I think that you don't have to have the mini ones for them to look good. And you don't have to have actual real ones.
Yeah, so a girl down the hall, her mom went to Superstore. She got $40 Joe Fresh brand UGG type boots. They don't look exactly the same, but like, who cares?
You cannot tell
the difference because it's a brown boot. Like, and if you tell the difference and you think that's weird, shame on you. But they are so cute, and it's like $40. I think they're like
How much are Uggs? Like, at least $150, I think.
Oh, my God.
So expensive. So, like, $40? Yeah. Looking like a fall cutie.
Yes.
Always.
I feel like they're an acceptable way to wear slippers.
Mm-hmm.
What's another
fall item?
I really like knitted scarves and like gloves and
the fingerless gloves.
The fingerless gloves.
Dot dot dot.
You like fingerless gloves?
Don't be so judgmental about that.
I'm not. It just gives biker vibes.
Not those kind of biker.
Not those kind. The leather ones with like the flaps.
Yes. No. Copenhagen Pinterest style.
Copenhagen cheek.
Okay.
Oh my God, let's make, I'm going to share my favorite fall, clothing influencer ever. Okay, so my favorite influencer for fashion and fall, her name is Matilda Jerf.
Yes!
I found her on TikTok, and also Audrey Peters. She's a little bit narcissistic, but that's her brand, like she jokes about it, and Audrey Peters is a New York fashion influencer. I normally am not fans of influencers. I think it's that could be a whole episode on opinion on that. But basically, she just has really good style. It's very clean aesthetic. And Matilda Jerf, she has the best hair in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Homegirl's hair.
Her hair went like viral.
It did.
Yeah.
It was like, what, the 90s?
Like the 90s blowout curtain bang look. So good. And she actually has a clothing brand called Jerf Avenue.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I am scared because it's actually kind of expensive. Like,
for like a tank top.
For like, yeah, for like basic items. But I think that's the key, like having good basics and like a cat. Mm-hmm. My mom calls it a capsule wardrobe.
Yeah, that's what
and
it's called.
And it is what it's called. She's like, we need to find clothes like for your capsule wardrobe.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, and her, I really want to order for her, but it's like, I can't, duties and taxes, A. I have a shopping addiction, B. I'm cutting myself off, C. And I think it's like from Copenhagen and like or Denmark. Is Copenhagen in Copenhagen's in Denmark. And then somewhere out there. But I love her. Who are your guys' style, I suppose?
I would say probably Matilda Jerf is one. I really like the basic jeans with like a neutral sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
And like some simple sneakers. I feel like that's what I wear every day pretty much.
Agreed.
And
I feel like I have so many.
Let me see. Let's do a quick browse.
We can also share more in a fashion episode possibly, if people would like that.
Oh yes. Yes, yes. Let's see. I don't know. I would say she's a good one. But anything that's comfortable and makes you feel good, makes you wanna go to class, I would say that's anything like that is a good one.
Yeah, I agree. Cozy,
Cozy, comfy, cute.
Yes,
the three C's.
The three C's. I feel like we kind of live by that. Sweatsuits always.
It's coming to that time of the evening, guys.
We're getting tired.
We're getting sleepy.
Guys, it's so early. But we're all grannies here, so it's fine.
Yeah. Oh
my God. If Jacob's listening to this, he's going to make fun of me. Because it's a running joke that I go to bed really early and then I'm a grandma. So
I like being a grandma.
My bum is going numb.
What? It's because we're trying not to move a lot, so... I just got more text. So I can't think anymore. Okay, I think
so. I think we're gonna
go now.
Yeah,
go to bed.
Hope you enjoyed our second episode.
This was so fun.
I know.
Yeah,
I think we did a weekly recap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how to romanticize school and fall fashion. I think that's like my favorite things to talk about.
Yeah. Now we just need to do book recommendations.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe that'll be next. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll do a Colleen Hoover book review.
Oh, yes.
I'm not done.
I need to finish it.
And then you need to finish the second book, too.
Well, my bum is very numb.
Okay, well, that one might be in a while.
Oh, we'll just have to do that when it's done. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
We're so happy to have you back.
Yes. Spread the news. Send to your friends. Stop texting and, me. Oh,
you can let us know what you think about.
And let us know your feedback. And again, if you have any suggestions for future episodes, don't be afraid to comment on our Instagram.
Yeah. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah. And lights out.